problem with people right now is they think they are awake when they're not awake. That's the problem.
No. No, they think the brainwashed Fox News Republicans think just because Trump got in that they're safe for a while. No, he controls just as much as Obama was. You know, it's just more from an aspect in which the right center, the right center of the brain can tolerate it a little bit more.
Well, here's the problem with that. Everybody thinks they're controlled. I'm like, no, they're part of the program. When Clinton was groomed, Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. Clinton, during the height of the Vietnam War, visited Poland and Russia. During the height of the Vietnam War, they think these people, like, I don't know, just all of a sudden pop out of the blue. All those bloodlines are all the same. People don't understand simple language. We do this for ourselves and our posterity. That means you're not part of the posterity. They have their own posterity. They didn't do this for everybody.
No.
Half the American people at the time of the Revolutionary War were trying to collect a bounty on those men's heads for revolting against the king. If they're trying to get the bounty on their heads, you think they pledge life, fortune, and honor for those dishonorable little jerks?
Yeah, I think the unfortunate thing is we're always going to have those. I mean, you look at Vegas, what they did in Vegas.
Right.
From the research that I see, it was mercenaries.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, so you're always going to have these guys that are going to, they're going to buy in to the establishment and be on their side. And, but that's what they want, Dave. They want civil war. It's control out of chaos.
But the last interview with Sarah was exactly about what you just said. I said, if you sit on your butt and you don't do anything, it serves them. Or if you decide to pick up pitchforks and go to war, that also serves them. Because
yes.
The reality is what I teach is self-governance and self-government. And I've told people this forever. If you don't learn international law and how things work on this planet and learn self-determination and self-governance in terms of how the system actually operates, just picking up weapons doesn't mean you learn how to self-govern. So what? You shoot a bunch of people. What are you going to do now?
I find it so unfortunate that we're even having this conversation.
I'm going to give you an analogy of what I tell my close friends. Because I've got friends that are at any level. I've got friends that are atheists. I've got friends that are Muslims. I've got friends that are Christians. I've got friends that don't know what they believe anymore or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I could get into a conversation with them, and they'll talk about human beings as what kind of species of animal we are. And it's like, well, human beings are like the predator animal. It's like the eagle, like the shark, because human beings attack each other. They fight each other. Oh, well, at the same time, human beings are also like a bunch of cows because they have a herd mentality. You can lead them anywhere you want to lead them or whatever. And I told a friend of mine the other day, I said, well, the problem is that you have forgotten the animal that human beings most resemble, the parrot. They parrot whatever they're told. Right? I have constitutional rights. Right? I have constitutional rights. I said, it really is sad that we have to have these kind of conversations about what human beings actually are.
Dave is the host of the Common Sense Show. Said, you know, we need to wake up the savable, you know, because I don't think everybody's savable, or it's all over. And he said, I think it's already over. And I think to a certain degree, they're correct, especially, see, I live in the mountains in Colorado.
Right.
And when I see what they did in Napa Valley, in Sonoma Valley, with the energy directed weapons.
Right.
That's scary. It really is.
Well, here's my whole thing about it. I don't see states walking around anywhere. I see societies, and those societies have people in them. And if you're trying to say that the state is a prick, I said, I totally disagree. I said, the government may be full of pricks, but I don't see anything other than human beings. The problem is human nature. And until you fix that problem, you're only going to have a few that get it and a whole bunch that don't get it. I said that, I said it's the reason they do movies like Zombieland. They're telling you, these neighbors of yours, they will eat you. Whatever paradigm they have, they will consume you. They will eat you. And then, and the lady I was talking to in Australia, I helped her out of a five-year battle. I must have saved her somewhere around $300,000 because she was looking at jail time. She was looking at all kinds of stuff. And as soon as we entered international law into the court, everything changed. Everything changed. Because agreements will be kept. For people to say there's no honor in the courts, that's wrong. I know where that honor is. But you have to break the citizenship contract to find it. And she knows because she did it. She bought my DVD series 3 years ago, and we got her stuff straightened out within about 3 months. But like you just said, saving the savable, yes, the savable are still there. I agree with that. I totally agree with you. But it's not going to be a huge percentage of people.
Man, but how are we going to survive? How are we going to live when they control the food supply, when they poison the air, when they poison the water?
That's going to take something completely different. It's going to take getting off-grid. It's going to probably take getting out of the U.S.
They're taking over an entire world.
They're not doing this everywhere, trust me. I have access to people in other countries. So I know that although Americans like to think that this is going on everywhere, it's not exactly going on everywhere, at least not yet.
I have a friend right now who lives in the Czech Republic that's staying with me. And I was explaining to him geoengineering. And he says, well, I guarantee that they're not doing it in Switzerland. So I did with Chemtrail Switzerland and came up with multiple YouTube videos and groups and organizations that are trying to stop it in Switzerland. And he said that because that's where all the central bankers live, in Switzerland. That part of it kind of, I don't understand. If they're breathing in the same stuff, why are they doing that to the entire Earth? That is a good question. You know, do they have a solution or a pill or a vitamin or a mineral that they're taking that clears out their lungs or their brains from this aluminum?
They don't do anything without having the remedy already in place.
Yeah. I sure am glad that I have colleagues like you, as informed as you are, that we can join forces. You need to see what I've done. I create an entire platform similar to YouTube, similar to Facebook, but it's not a social media platform. It's an organizing platform to inform and educate and take action. I created a cryptocurrency to circumvent what the central bankers are doing. And then I've signed up 22 YouTube channels to market the cryptocurrency. It's not my intent to become a billionaire off of this. My intent is to try to save humanity and try to save our planet. And then thirdly, our government. Because...
the United States government?
You know, in whatever form that we can.
I've been through the U.S. government. I've been through their courts. I know what they honor, and I know what they don't honor. And I can tell you point blank, this government that everyone wants to call their government ain't their government.
Are you recognized as your own independent country?
Yes, by the U.S. as well.
You know, I really admire and respect you for what you've done and what you're doing. Are you ever concerned that they're just going to have enough of what you're doing and take you out?
Nope. I'm doing what they do. They're here because they exercise the right of self-determination. Even among themselves, when a tyrant rises up and needs to be put down, if they have to move away from that tyrant for a while and set up something new, that's what they do. But this is about doing business. I told people up front, this is about doing business with immunities because that's what societies do is business. And so once you understand that this is not about sovereignty, it's about immunity and doing business with that immunity, well, sovereignty can come with it, but it's a nebulous term. Immunity is something completely different. Immunity is something that comes by agreement. and they know that I will not violate the agreement, and I expect them not to violate the agreement. And I can tell you what I learned through the courts and by dealing with them directly. They are not going to be seen as violating any agreements. Now, the problem that citizens have that they don't understand, and I tell them, citizen, subject, and national are considered to be synonyms in international law. So if you're a subject, you cannot be sovereign. You cannot have immunity as a subject. I like what they did in the new movie Thor Ragnarok when the woman said, the slaves are revolting. They're no longer connected to the mainframe. And he said, don't use that word. I hate that word. This was the Grandmaster. And she said, what word? Mainframe? He said, why would I hate the word mainframe? He said, no, that other word, the S word, the word slave. Oh, you mean the prisoners with jobs? And I was like, these people are telling you, everyone in the movies and everywhere else, exactly what their status is. Prisoners with jobs.